So I was going to speak on the first verse, Madaram Madarei Vyopi. As Maharaj mentioned, these verses are, you're really, as you read them again and again, you're filled with the mood of this compassionate, pure soul just pleading with us to take up this chanting. And as you mentioned, our unfortunate position is that we can't really, we have to take up the chanting, but at the same time we don't really realize the true benefit until we chant. In fact, we have to spend some time chanting before we can begin to get really reap the results. Although sometimes even in the beginning it becomes very, very, very blissful, very ecstatic. And we have this experience that there's a pleasure in Krishna consciousness that we never tasted anywhere else. Therefore it's said here, Madaram Madarei Vyopi, that of all the sweet things, this is the sweetest. Because we're actually wandering, the souls are wandering in this world very alone, very, very much alone. Even we have our so-called friends and family still. We're spirit souls surrounded with these bodies. We've forgotten really who we are. And we're wandering here in the material world. And so anything that we might take to be happiness is very, very, very fleeting. And when we grab onto something, it disappears. And something may appear to be sweet for some time, but then shortly, it's no longer sweet, it's no longer pleasing. Or mangalam, something may appear to be auspicious or good for us, beneficial. We have the politicians offering us all these different things from time to time. This will be good, this will be auspicious, this will be a new beginning or something like that. Anyway, no comment. But the chanting of the holy name, taking up devotional services is truly auspicious. Our life begins to open. We begin to, by the chanting, we can begin to perceive that we have a spiritual essence. We can actually perceive that. And without being able to perceive that, how can one proceed? How can you go forward? After all, we make our decisions based on our vision of life. Everybody, from the dog, the cat, everyone, they have their convictions, their experiences, and based on those things, they make decisions, rightly or wrongly. Mostly wrongly. But the holy name is so powerful that it awakens us. At least we get a glimmer, and even in the very, very beginning, we get a glimmer of I'm a spiritual being. I don't belong here. I don't belong in this material world. This sense comes. And then based on that awareness, it's actually an awareness that moves us, that gives us strength. It's realization, at least it's the beginning of that realization, which takes us forward on the spiritual path, which takes us away from the darkness and into the light. And then we can begin to actually taste real sweetness. Madaram Madarei Vyopi. We're trying to get some sweetness, some nectar out of this world. But the huge mistake is that we want to experience sweetness, happiness through this body and through this mind. And these things are not us. It's the kind of the material pleasures that people get are sometimes they're called vicarious. It's like a child or a mother tries to live their life through their child, like that. And they dress their daughter up nicely so that you know, I'm old, but I can enjoy it now through my young, beautiful daughter. We see things like this. But all of our happiness in this world is vicarious. It only looks, I should be happy now. Because, I mean, I should be. I've got this and this and this. But all of this so-called sweetness, happiness, the good life, what they flash before us on all the advertisements, right? I walk through the airport, and it's just scenes of the good life, right? That you know, if I could be there on this yacht or whatever, you know. But there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there. It's totally empty. So, but when we chant the holy name with a little sincerity, then what happens is our devotion awakens. Right now, that devotional instinct, or that instinct to love, is directed towards the material world. We're trying to love things and objects of this world and derive some pleasure. But when our actual devotional mood awakens, then we can perceive the sweetness of the holy name. That's why again and again, because our disease is, okay, I've experienced that, but let me try to enjoy the material world. There must be something else here. So this is the problem for the conditioned soul, is this habituation to enjoying through the senses, enjoying through the mind. We've been doing it in many species of life. And so it's our problem that we try to achieve happiness in that way. So therefore these great souls are pleading with us that please look here, look again, try again, chant again. And then we can actually perceive that there is a real happiness, as I mentioned before. Even Srila Prabhupada mentions that also in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, that a sincere person, even in the beginning of devotional service, in the pages of the Bhagavatam or within the holy name, can perceive a happiness, a sweetness that they never tasted anywhere else. And Pavanam. So then that sweetness propels us to take up the process of purification. And again, the holy name is the most purifying because it completely revolutionizes our consciousness. Now we're trying to enjoy the material world, to be the proprietors, the owners. But when we can actually perceive that I'm a servant of God, and my happiness derives, as Maharaj said, when I chant the holy name, Krishna is pleased. It's a revolutionary concept. Everyone is thinking, how can I be pleased? That's the whole goal of life, all the advertisements. You can be happy. Just pay us. They have no motivation in here. Happiness. So it's a revolutionary consciousness. Prabhupada said that the Bhagavatam is meant to create a revolution. And so what is that revolution? That I can be happy by trying to make God happy, by trying to make Krishna happy. That when Krishna's happy, automatically I'm happy. So because of that revolutionary consciousness, then the purification is complete and perfect, down to the cellular level, down to the soul level. There's no chance. Actually, there's a nice verse that says that if we try other things to become purified, it's like cutting the tops of the weeds. So that's, or burning them perhaps. But that will always grow back. I live in Florida. I know you can spend hours weeding and they always grow back. But when the heart is changed, to become a devotee of Krishna. Let me love Krishna. Let me give my heart to Krishna. Then that is compared to the sun, which dissipates the darkness in such a way that the weeds will never grow back and will change forever. So this is a revolutionary consciousness, Pavanam Pavane Yopi. So just to conclude, so in the beginning I heard a nice thing that we need to chant the pure holy name to become purified, but we don't chant the pure holy name, so it's compared to like cleaning with a dirty rag. It's tough to get anything clean with a dirty rag, but it's all we have. So it is our condition that we're starting to clean with a dirty rag. Actually, Prabhupada said that purifying you Americans is like trying to purify coal, cleaning coal. But if we make the attempt, then little by little the purification does take place, and we do taste the sweetness, and the auspiciousness in our life increases. So, therefore, those who are on the platform, like this person, they're pleading with us, please just have faith in this chanting, take up this chanting. And actually, with all the advertisements there are out there, everybody's offering everything. I don't think there's any advertisement like this, is there? Not even the, they're all lying, every advertisement. You'll become happy, like, they're all lying, but they would never lie this much. So, for no other reason, we should think, well, hey, let me try this out. So, Hare Krishna.